So, do you like my home? I wasn't sure if the marble columns were too much, but since it was pointed out to me that, as the ambassador of my people, this is technically a piece of Themyscira, I felt the decor should probably match, and it does allow me to declare this as an embassy when I need to. That? Oh, that is my mother. It is actually a very good statue of her. I remember her posing for it when I was a child. I wanted to be just like her. Sword ready at her belt, shield held high, but her hand outstretched in an offer of peace. One day, I shall return home, but not yet. Perhaps you will come with me. Why, yes. I suppose I did just ask you to come and meet my parents after a fashion. I care for you deeply. I would love you to see my true home, not simply this fragment. I should not be sad. You are here with me, and I made my choice for the right reasons. To help all of this world, not just my own small part of it. Come here. Let me show you more of this place. My bedchamber is just through here. My dear, get behind me. It appears we have company.
Whoever you are, I'm coming in.
Oh, hi, Wendy. What you doing here?
Harleen, shouldn't I be asking you that question, given this is my home?
You did tell me I could hide here if I ever needed to.
I told you that the last time Darkseid was invading the Earth. I was offering you a place to shelter from parademons, not police officers.
Hey, that's not fair. What you doing accusing me of something with no evidence?
Harley, you have a bag over your shoulder with the word swag written on it.
No, I don't.
Harley, we've talked about this. You were given a pardon for aiding the League, but we cannot turn a blind eye to further crimes.
Nobody got hurt. Pengy's boys were too busy fighting the fire to notice me.
You stole from the Penguin, and you started a fire.
Only a little one. They stopped it. Eventually.
Harleen, I'd hoped we were past this. I'm sorry, but I will have to take you in.
Hey!
Please don't struggle. The lasso of Hestia will hold you quite effectively. In fact, sit. There. Now I can leave you tied up while I call the appropriate authorities.
Come on, Wendy. I don't want to go back to prison. It's so boring. Hey, who's skulking back there? Hi, who the heck are you? Oh, you're the one Wendy's been seeing, ain't you? You're pretty. I wouldn't mind letting you ride this, Harley. Wait, why did I say that? Ah, is this the stupid truth lasso? I don't want to tell the truth. I hate telling the truth. Why? Because I don't want Wendy knowing I look up to her. She's so pretty and strong. I bet she's one hell of a lay. Ah, stupid truth whip, stop asking me things. No, I'm not going to tell her how I feel. I couldn't take the rejection. She's always so disappointed in me. I don't want to let her down anymore. I just want her to like me.
Yes, Commissioner, I understand. No, I'll watch her until your officers arrive. Thank you. Goodbye. Well then, hello again, my dear. Well, Harleen, it seems that you will be here for quite some time. Commissioner Gordon is unfortunately distracted with other business, and he asked if I would mind keeping an eye on you until he can send someone round to collect you. I'm sorry, my sweet. I know this wasn't exactly what we had in mind.
Hey, if you two want to get bouncy, don't mind me. I don't mind watching.
Harley.
Don't blame me. It's a stupid truth whip.
The lasso of Hestia only reveals the truth within.
And my truth is I like to watch. Not as much as I like to get involved. Hey, that's an idea. How about instead of turning me in, You just give me a good spanking. That'd help get me off.
Harley, if you're trying to lie to me and claim that spanking you would set you straight, the lasso would not allow that.
Oh, bother. Well, at least it would be fun.
I'm truly sorry, dear, but what do you mean?
Oh, no. Don't make me say it again.
What did you say, Harley? What is she talking about?
I said, I just want you to like me. I don't want to let you down.
Oh, Harley, you shouldn't worry about letting me down. Only yourself. I've seen you rise so high, only to let yourself down by falling back onto your old ways. You're better than that. I know that. You have so much potential, and I don't like seeing you waste it. Like with this bag of swag. Where on earth did you even find a bag with swag written on it?
I stole it from Mr. J when we split. He never uses it anymore. He's too busy trying to show up bats just to rob someone anymore. I just wanted to have some fun.
Well, it appears we have some time on our hands. I'm sorry, my dear. I know this was not what you had in mind when I invited you here. It's not what I had in mind either. I had been hoping for a more personal time.
You're not the only one. I haven't had a decent ride since Ivy got locked up again.
Harley, be quiet for a moment. My dear, can I have a word in private? If you want to go, I won't be offended. Harleen is always rather trying to deal with. If she's going to be here for the next few hours. Are you sure? I don't want you staying just out of obligation. You are not making it easier to let you go. Especially not given what your hand is doing to my thigh. I don't want you to stop, but my duty demands it. I have to watch Harley and make sure she doesn't escape. What is that meant to mean? You think we should let her watch? I can't deny the idea has some appeal, but... Oh, this is such a bad idea. But I want you so badly. All right. Let's do it. This should be interesting.
Hey, what are you two lovebirds been talking about, huh?
Well, my sweet mortal here offered a rather wicked suggestion. Tell me, Harley. Would you like to see something few others have?
Why are you stroking her arm like that, Wendy?
Because I'm going to fuck her. So would you like to watch?
Am I dumb or something? Yes, please.
Good girl. I'll turn the chair so you can see the bed better. My dear, why don't you lay down and take off your dress? Give our guest a good look at you.
Oh, wowzers.
Indeed.
Oh, yeah, Wendy. Kiss her nipples. Bite her. Get rough with her.
Harley, please be quiet, or I will have to gag you.
With what?
Oh, I'm sure we can be creative, can't we, my sweet? You're getting so very wet for me. Feel it soaking your undergarments.
Is that all it takes for her? You haven't even given her a good spanking.
Oh, Harley, I did warn you. My dear, I'm going to need to borrow those undergarments. Take them off. Thank you. Harley, open wide.
What?
There, much better. Do you like the taste of my sweet mortal's undergarments? Good. Now be a good girl and watch while I make her come. That's my sweet mortal pet. Spread your legs for me. I do. So love how you moan when I tease you. Working my way up your legs. Oh, do you remember how to beg my pet? I want you to beg me. Moan my name like a good sweet pet. That's it. So sweet. Moan for me. My sweet moan for me. Let me hear you beg. And whimper. Let me hear you come. That's my sweet come for me. Exceptional as ever, my sweet. Did you enjoy that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good to know. Now I think it's my turn.
Mm-hmm.
Lay back, my sweet. I want to ride your face.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to
watch. Oh, Harley. Do you want to watch my breast bounce while I ride my sweet mortal? I think I can oblige you. You are being a good girl after all. Turn around, my pet, and let me strip. Now, are you ready, my pet? Good girl. Yes. Yes, that's it, my pet. Oh, use that tongue to taste me. Yes. Your face is beautiful as it feels. Yes. Oh, my sweet mortal. Oh, yes. Oh, faster. Oh, faster. Slide that tongue inside me. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, my pet. Oh, yes. So close. So close. You're such a good girl. You are such a good girl. Oh, just like that. Oh, just like that. Yes, my dear, that was delightful. Did you enjoy that, Harley? It would be cruel to leave you so unfulfilled, wouldn't it?
Mm.
What do you think, my sweet? Should we? Well, I think we can guess what she wants. Should I give it to her? Then spread your legs, Harley dear. I know your ankles are still tied to the chair, but I'm sure you can spread them wider. Good girl. Now, my sweet, why don't you go behind her and kiss her neck and tease her while I slide my hand into her skirt? You know, I do miss your old outfit. Oh, that tight latex. It did so suit me. But this one does make it so much easier to fuck you. How does that feel, Harley? My fingers deep inside your tight. My thumb rubbing your clit. My sweet mortal pet playing with your breasts like that. I can feel you straining at your restraints. Bucking against my hand. You're so desperate to come, aren't you? Well, that's a shame. You've been a very bad girl, Harley. I'm not sure you deserve to come. However, I'm going to remove the gag. If you apologize and beg me politely, I'll finish what I've started. Do you understand? Very well. Open wide. And do you have something to say?
I'm sorry, Diana. I've been such a bad girl. Please, please let me come. I want to be a good girl for you. Just please, I need to come so bad.
What do you think, my sweet? Should I let her?
Please, please, I'll be a good girl.
You are so generous, my love. Very well. Harley, look at me. I'm going to fuck you again. And I'll even let you come. But only when I tell you. Do you understand?
Oh, yes, Diana, please, please.
That's a good little Harley. You're tight, wet cunt. Yes. You like Diana's fingers inside you? Feeling me fuck you? That tight little pussy of yours. Oh, yeah. That's it, Harley. Feel me pumping them in and out of your wet pussy. Harley, I'm gonna count down from 10. When I reach 0, you may come. You understand?
Oh, God, yes. Please, Wendy.
10. 9.
I...
8. 7. 6. 5. 4.
Yes, Wendy.
3.
Please.
2. One. Come for me. Come for me, Harley. Well, my sweet, that was unexpected. I almost feel bad about handing Harley over to the GCPD.
What? You're not just gonna let me go?
Of course not. However, I will speak in your defense. I think you deserve another chance. I'm sure the judge will be quite willing to listen. As for you, my sweet, perhaps next time I should show you the watchtower.